This is Jo Ray. She is my best friend's mom. She has a positive view on life and a good attitude. She lives life to the fullest and wants the best for everyone. She knows how to have a good time, but she also can have serious conversations. She works as a nurse in the delivery department, so she's seeing people become parents every day that she works. She has four girls. One is 18, one is 15, one is 12, and the last one is 7. They all have strong personalities and are all ready to go change the world. They are so active in sports and activities, but she makes sure that they have family time together by boating and going on side-by-side rides. She's always there for her kids to talk to and laugh with. She works hard to help provide for their family and makes her family a big priority. She's connected to parenting in so many ways, from her own kids to giving birth to the babies and seeing the automatic love that some parents have for their children. But on the flip side, she also sees some situations that are different. She understands all the hard things that come from being a parent, but she has worked so hard to parent and raise her children. Right now in her life, she has someone that is about to graduate and move out of the house, but she still has a kid in elementary school. She knows top from bottom all the things about parenting and how it changes as kids get older, and how parenting style changes from era and order of kids. She is connected to the topic, and it is important right now because she is having to be a good example to her children, showing them how to take care and love themselves and how to treat others. She is also very important because she is the one bringing these precious lives into the world, making people have an opportunity to go and change the world. When did you decide that you were ready to have kids?
I don't think there's ever a really good time to decide when you're ready to have kids. I think it just kind of happens and then you just kind of do it.
Okay, what made you decide to be a parent in the first place?
I knew I loved children. I used to babysit all the time when I was younger, and I loved kids, and I loved being able to steer them in the right direction and teach them.
Cool. Did you choose your profession or your career because of that?
No. I chose my career and my profession for something that I wanted to do, and then it became for something that just, like, being a nurse would be kind of cool, but then it morphed into something different when I actually became a nurse.
Cool. How did you decide how many kids that you wanted?
I didn't.
You just let them come as many as you wanted?
No, I just had one, and then it was a girl, and I had another one, and it was a girl, and that one was kind of hard, so I had to wait for a while just to... Then I thought two was good, and then we decided to have one more, but it was way longer. Then too big of a gap between my last one, and we'd had three girls, so we chose a fourth because I wanted to have a boy and because I wanted her to have someone at the end, my third to have someone, and it ended up being another girl. So
cool. As a parent, why did you want your kid to have another friend their age?
Because I didn't want the child to be alone by themselves hanging out with us two parents, and like, I wanted them to be able to have the experiences of having a sibling around.
That's awesome. Okay. When you were, like, growing up or a newly parent, did you have a vision of the type of kids that you wanted to have?
No, I didn't.
You just wanted them to grow up to who they were.
I just wanted them to be healthy and happy, and I knew that I would get whatever came my way, and I would deal with it when I got it.
Awesome. When you were doing that, did you read any parenting books, or did you get any advice from anyone?
No. I think I got advice from, like, close friends and family and stuff about what kind of kids I was going to have and what kind of parent I was going to be, but I just knew that you can't just read up and like, decide that this is how it's going to go. You have to just take it with what comes. So
I agree. What's something that you never expected before you were a parent?
How crazy and chaotic life really, really, really was, because it's been really rough and hard. And then I'm also a working parent, so it makes it even harder. But
yeah, would you change any of it?
No, I wouldn't change what I've done. No,
you love.
I would give advice on the future to other people about, like, maybe how to do things, but I would never change what I've done.
Is there a main thing that you would give advice to anybody about parenting?
You just have to be the kind of person that is prepared for whatever could come your way. So if you choose to have two kids, you need to know that your life might be completely different than if you choose to have six kids. And that, you know.
Yeah. What is the thing that you enjoy most about being a mom?
I love the relationships that I have with my kids.
That's awesome. What would you say that your parenting style is like? Are you more relaxed, more strict?
I would say I'm relaxed with some strict aspects, but I also expect a lot out of my kids, and I also know that they can do hard things, and so I push them a little more, I think, than some parents. So
I think that's the best way. Has your parenting style changed from kid to kid?
Yes.
What's one of the biggest ways it's changed?
So when I had my first kid, she was easy. She was no big, like, she was not hard. And then I had my second kid, and she was really hard and had a lot of, was hard, and she had a lot of, like, medical issues that I had to deal with. And so, okay, hold on. What's the question?
Has your parenting style changed from kid to kid?
Yes. So with her, I babied her a lot. And when I did started to baby her a lot, my second one, because she was so hard, I realized that I needed to stop doing that because I was enabling her and letting her just walk all over everyone. And it was hard. And so I had to kind of rein that in. So it's changed over time. And now that I have a fourth, my fourth is probably, she's known as the baby, which every parent has that one that they just kind of give up a lot more on than they did with their first.
What have been some of the hardest things to teach and follow through with your kids?
Well, teaching them to, well, you have to follow through with everything. If you don't follow through, that's the problem. They don't respond to you in the future. So if you don't follow through, then it's hard for them to actually, like, realize that what you're saying is serious. So if you don't follow through, you don't get the results you need or want.
How well would you say that your kids listen to what you say?
I would say that sometimes I feel like I always have to be right, and so my kids a lot of times will listen to me, but they'll be like, oh yeah, mom just is, you know, just saying what she thinks because she needs to be right. But then I think in this grand scheme of things, they start to listen and realize that maybe some of the things I am saying is just to help them and not to hinder them or hurt them. So
do you have an open relationship with your kids?
Yes, we talk about everything.
How was the main thing that you did to form that?
With just open and honesty, and like being just, communication is the key. As long as you're always talking to your kids and telling them how you feel and your experiences and what you like, those are the kinds of things that are gonna make you develop an honest, trusting relationship in the future.
As a parent, what are your rules with activities and sports? Like, do you make them participate? Do you want them to be active, or is that not a big deal to you?
No, I like them to be active and to do things, but I can't push them to where they don't want to do it. So they have to want to be active and want to do it. Or even like music or anything like that, they just have to want to do it, because I don't want to spend time in something that they're not interested in. So if I feel like they're not interested in something, then it's time to move on to something else. But I do like them to have those outside things, because if they don't, then they sit around all the time and don't do anything at home, and then they need that, and it builds good relationships within sports too.
So yeah, for sure. What is something that you think that makes you stand out from all the other parents?
Oh wow.
Well, what's something that you think you're really good at?
Oh wow.
There's so many things.
I can tell you the things I'm really bad at.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
I'm really good at being listening to my children. I'm really good at understanding what they need and want. Sometimes I get a little too like pushy on advice. Like, I want them to do what I think they should do, but they have to figure that out for themselves. So I think being open and listening to them is actually a big thing that I do a lot of.
Yeah, I agree. For your situation, because you have somebody that's graduating and then someone in elementary, has it been harder to parent like older kids or younger kids?
They're totally two different things. Like, older kids need more emotional and physical and spiritual help, and younger kids need more physical and emotional and those kinds of things. So,
do you recommend, like, if you, there's a pregnant lady, what's the one thing that stands out that about, like, your job that you see from, like, all the pregnant ladies? What's something that you would just give an advice to help, like, comfort somebody that's about to be a parent?
Well, I mean, being a labor and delivery nurse is a really rewarding, awesome thing, because I get to give lots of advice to a lot of different parents. And what's nice about it is that every parent is different and they're in different stages of their lives. And so it's a great opportunity for me to give advice to them and steer them towards, like, if they are unsure of things, help be able to help them understand things. And, like, I don't know. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you so much. Bye.